Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, Braves fans? Welcome to the Bush Clash Top 5 DFS Picks video for Sunday, February 5th at the LA Coliseum. And as always, I'm your host, Chris Pinnell. It's great to be back for another season with you all. And you can always find me on Twitter at ChrisPinnell16. And don't forget, this video is sponsored by PrizePicks. In today's video, we are going over general track strategy, how to approach the slate from a DFS perspective, and my top 5 picks on the slate. Now keep in mind, for this weekend, this video will be recorded pre-practice and qualifying. Since we have heat races an hour before the race, it just wouldn't be logistical to get the video up in a timely manner. So some of my thoughts and opinions on these drivers could end up changing throughout the weekend. Make sure you're staying up to date on the news and information that comes out on Saturday and Sunday with the cars on the track, so you can have the most up-to-date information once you build lineups. And as far as how we should approach this slate from a DFS perspective, it's going to be a bit wonky this weekend just because the race itself is not going to be too crazy. It's a 150 lap race with two stages, 75 laps apiece. The crazy part is everything leading up to the race on Sunday. So on Saturday, we have a 2-hour practice session, which is something I would highly recommend paying attention to, so you can see what car is unloaded the fastest heading into the weekend. And then we also have a qualifying on Saturday, but this does not set the lineup for the Sunday race. This sets the lineup for the heat races that'll take place on Sunday right before the race starts. And basically what we're going to have is we're going to have 4 heat races that will lead to the main event. Now, as far as qualifying is concerned, the guys that qualify the best will start the best in the heat races, and the top 5 finishers in each heat race will advance to the main event. And then we'll have 2 last chance qualifier races, which are going to be 50 lap shootouts, and the top 3 from each one of those will advance to the main race as well. And the last spot, which will consist of 27 drivers, so right now we have 26 locked in after we just talked that portion through it, and the 27th driver will be the driver with the most points that has not yet advanced from the 2022 season. So that might be a bit confusing. There is format pictures out there that you can follow that I can probably put on the screen for you guys, so you can at least have a better understanding of how this works. But it's not as complicated, hopefully, as I'm making it seem. But with that being said, we only have 150 laps, and this is a short, flat track, only a quarter mile in length. It's kind of like a mini Martinsville. So for the most part, I'm not expecting a ton of passing. The guys that are going to lead laps are going to be starting close to the front, so whoever qualifies on the pole, or at least close to it, will definitely be a threat to dominate. And I'm just mainly trying to pick out guys that I think can finish well during this race. I don't think there's going to be that much passing going on, so starting position is definitely going to be pretty important. And I'm mainly just targeting drivers that were excellent at the short flat tracks last year, because we're in the same car this season, the same aero package. So I don't think there's going to be a ton that will change over the course of the season. All right, so getting to the picks, we'll start with number 5. And we have a driver that I think is a little bit undervalued, because he's a little bit too low in the totem pole this weekend for the pricing, especially on DraftKings. A little bit better on FanDuel, but it's Austin Dillon, $5,700 on DK, 7.5 over on FanDuel. This is a driver that finished 3rd in the Busch Clash last year, and at short flat tracks had an average finish around 15th place, had 2 top 5 finishes, 3 top 10s, and was consistently contending for top 15s. While Austin Dillon's not a world beater, a guy that I expect to win this race, if he can qualify kind of mid-pack or below, that should offer us some decent place differential for a driver that has top 10 upside, and one that finished top 5 in this race last season. And moving on to number 4, fitting, we have the number 4 driver, Kevin Harvick, in his last season in the NASCAR Cup Series, retiring at the end of the season. But every single time we're at a short flat track, Harvick has to be on our radar. He won at one last year, and it's by far his best track type, especially in the next gen car. He averaged 42.5 DraftKings points per race last year, an average finish around the top 10, and running position inside the top 10, 4 top 5s, a win at Richmond, 6 top 10s. Not really a big dominator, but his price point is way too low in my opinion. I think he should be closer to $9,000, so we're getting some pretty massive value here. And last year he started 19th in the Clash, finished 10th, which isn't incredible, but if he started 19th and finished 10th last year at this price point, that'd be a heck of a day. So whether he starts close to the front or in the back, I think he's going to be a solid play. Not really expecting him to win, but at his price point, he doesn't have to do that. And before we get into our next pick, I want to talk about our sponsor, Prize Picks, because they do make these videos possible. And as of right now, if you are a new user over there and use promo code AWESOMO, you can get an instant deposit match bonus up to $100. And they're a daily prop-based contest site where you can win up to, it used to be 10x, now it's 25x on a 6-pick prop. So go in, check it out. Use all the tools we have over on Stochastic to help make the best selections. And the kicker here is, if you do sign up using promo code AWESOMO, you can get a free Stochastic Plus Platinum membership for 1 month for free. So take advantage of all the tools that we have over on the website, over on PrizePicks, and they'll match your first deposit up to $100. And moving on to number three, we're rolling with my man Ryan Blaney, $9,300 on DraftKings, 11.5 over on FanDuel. Has some of the best odds to win this race over in Vegas, but rightfully so. The guy is a master at the short flat tracks, and typically Team Penske in general just perform well at these track types. We had a Penske car win last season, Joey Logano, who you might see later on here, but Ryan Blaney averaged the second most DraftKings points per race at these track types last season, had the second best average finish, the second best drive rating, the most top fives, did not get a win, but the most fast laps and some of the most dominant points in general, and pretty much really only behind his teammate, a Penske teammate, and Joey Logano in all these formats here. So I'm liking Blaney a lot. He's not that hard to fit in. He's about $1,000 cheaper than Joey Logano up top. And if he happens to qualify well, I think he's going to be a main threat to dominate because he had a lot of speed in his car last year, just could not get a win, but a lot of that can be due to bad luck. And moving on to number two, it's a driver that had a bit of a breakout season last year, but it's Christopher Bell, $9,700 on DraftKings, 12,000 flat over on FanDuel. Tied for the second best odds to win this race over in Vegas with Kyle Larson, who I think we all know is one of the best drivers in the entire sport. But Bell is amazing at short flat tracks, kind of similar to Kevin Harvick, where it's certainly his best track type. Had a couple of wins under his belt at them last season. It was really good in general everywhere. I think there's going to be a lot of speed in his car once again this season. But the third most DraftKings points per race, one of the best average finishes, and overall very consistent, was able to get dominant points. I would not count him out to win this race, and I would not be surprised at all if he ended up taking victory lane. And before we get into our number one pick, if you guys can do me a favor, leave a like down below and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet done so. There's a ton of content posted on this channel each and every single day covering all kinds of sports. So if you think you're going to hang around, you might as well subscribe and make it easier on the both of us. But finally, getting into my number one pick for the Busch Clash at the LA Coliseum, it's got to be no other than the guy who won it last year, Joey Logano, last year's champion as well. 10,200 on DraftKings, 12.5 over on FanDuel. My preliminary model runs, he is basically first in just about everything. Killed the short flat tracks last year, averaged the most DraftKings points per race, the most FanDuel points per race, the best average finish, the best running position, the best driver rating, the most wins, the most laps led. I have nothing against Joey Logano here unless he absolutely screws it up poorly, and I mean very poorly, in qualifying and practice. I don't see a reason to not like Joey here, so he's certainly my favorite heading into it, and there's a reason he's the favorite in Vegas to win this race as well. So just to recap, at number five, we have Austin Dillon, at number four, Kevin Harvick, number three, Ryan Blaney, number two, Christopher Bell, and number one, Joey Logano. But that's all I got for you guys this week. I hope you did enjoy it. If you did, make sure you leave a like down below and subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet done so. I'll be here next time for the Daytona 500, which is in a couple weeks, and we have a Millie Maker on DraftKings, so make sure you get geared up and check out the contest for that. But I wish you all the best of luck, and I'll see you all next time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.